Alaska's Board of Game last March approved proposals to authorize two predator control programs, one on Gravina Island near Ketchikan and the other on the islands around Petersburg. State-sponsored predator control is one of the options that the state's intensive management law allows for improving low numbers of deer, moose, or caribou. Other steps can include hunting restrictions and habitat work. Managers are supposed to first investigate what caused the populations to drop. Doug Larson, regional supervisor for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Wildlife Division, says Fish and Game is still collecting information on the problem.
When we met with the board in spring of 2013, so just this last spring, we made it clear to them that this data gathering process was going to take at least through 2013 and into the spring of 2014 and summer of 2014. And so the earliest that we would even consider doing any kind of active program on the ground would be the fall of 2014.
The predator control approach that the state may use would involve paying experienced trappers to kill all of the Gravina wolves and 80% of the wolves near Petersburg on Mitkoff and Wolwoodski Islands, as well as the Lindenberg Peninsula of Kuprinoff Island. There's been support among Southeast hunters for the programs. However, they also prompted written comments from opponents around the globe who urged the state not to kill wolves. State biologists drafted a feasibility analysis for the program in each area after years of low deer harvests. Larson says Fish and Game is trying to find out more about the deer numbers.
The bottom line is we need to have some indicators, some information in hand with which to assess what is causing deer numbers to be at low levels. Is it weather related? Is it vegetation, habitat related? Is it predator related? If it's predators, is it wolves? Is it bears? Is it a combination? So there's a number of variables that in our feasibility assessment we pointed out and told the board that it was our intent and remains our intent now to gather information that would help inform those decisions.
Larson says examples of information gathering efforts include testing whether DNA in deer droppings can inform the department about population numbers. He also says Fish and Game is looking at habitat quality in the areas proposed for intensive management.
So what we've done this last summer was we implemented a pilot effort to look at vegetation on Gravina Island, where we set up some specific plots, looked at the amount of shrubs and forbs that are available versus what have been browsed, so we could get a better sense for, well, is the amount of food here conducive to allowing for more animals to be here, or are these habitats at the extent of what they can support?
The department also hopes to deploy remote cameras for capturing deer, wolves, and bear in the areas and help with population estimates. Larson says Fish and Game staff will return to the Board of Game sometime next year with results of the various studies to agree on the next step. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.